The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard that it was said that your ancestors do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you have. But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord.
But with the true sorrow,
it is removed completely. But the man who is constantly committing small sins, which he knows to be wrong, gets hurt to them and feels no sorrow. So he remains a sinner, continued the holy man. So you see, my sons, it is important to avoid little sins so well as big ones. Big sins and little ones are the same. They are still sins. To be part of the kingdom of God, your righteousness has to go beyond that of scribes and Pharisees. Go beyond the security of legalism to a deeper discernment of the plan of God.
And that is what exactly Jesus said in today's gospel, that, you know, you are, unless your righteousness surpasses that of scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of God. And you know, sometimes, you know, it is when I am the confessional, when the small kids, you know, especially the younger ones, when they come, you know, they just sit there and we try to help them. I try to help them, hey, you know, so what about, you know, like, so what are your sins? And I try to help them with that. And they say, you know, like, no, I don't have much, you know, great, you know, things. I don't, you know, I haven't killed anybody, you know. Or I have not robbed a bank, you know, things like that. You know, like sometimes, you know, we think, hey, you know, it's not big, you know, it's okay, you know. And, you know, take for granted sometimes things. That is what, you know, and that is where Jesus is just telling us today. You know, scribes and Pharisees, they are good people, they're wonderful, they keep the laws and regulations, everything so well, that is fine. But Jesus is telling, you know, that is just the beginning. That is just the beginning. You know, like, just keeping the law and the relations is just the beginning. But for me, as my disciples, you should go beyond that. That is what Jesus is telling. You should go beyond, you know, just following the rules and regulations. You know, just keeping the commandments is not enough for you. You should go beyond. You should do much better. You know, that is what, in short, Jesus is telling, you know, to the disciples in today's gospel. And, you know, very often, you know, we know that, you know, it is hard for us. It is very hard, you know, like, you know, doing to walk that extra, you know, extra miles. And, you know, doing something extra is very hard for us. We just want to limit ourselves to the point, hey, this is okay, just Sunday coming to the Mass is a day of obligation, so I just go and, you know, just do it, you know, like, so, you know, Jesus is telling something beyond that we have to do, something beyond. And, you know, like, at the end of our life, we will not be judged on just what we do, you know, we all will be judged on, you know, what really, what God has given us, how much, with great love we have done. That is the most, that is the greatest commandment, is the love. And, you know, and, you know, let's think about all the saints and all that. You know, they have not done great things. They have done simple things. Ordinary simple things. But they have done those simple things with great love in their life. That is how they became saints. And therefore, in short, in today's gospel can be very well summarized in short and tell that, you know, when you do things with great love for God and love for your brothers and sisters, you know, that's all is counted. That's all is counted. Not the how much you, not the big thing, not the great thing that you do, you know, is important. But, you know, the little things, small little things that you do in your life, do it with great love. Love for your family, love for your children, love for your church, and love for God. No, when you do that, now that is the most important. That is what, you know, you will be counted on. Now that is that at the end of our life, you know, our judgment will be on that. You know, how much love will you put into your action? You know, And therefore today, in a special way, let us ask for God's grace so that our love in our own ways will surpass of that of scribes and Pharisees. Let us pray for this grace during this Eucharist.